T.K. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you very much.
Now, your new venture up in Auburn combines the very best of art, music, dining, socializing. Would you explain that experience you offer your guests?
It's really getting inside the mind of the artist. Chefs, musicians, and creative artists all have something different inside of them they want to share. And in some ways, many ways, they're able to do that through their art. Why did I paint this painting? Why am I singing this song? What inspired me to make this dish?
So your guests are going to sit there enjoying all of it and learn all about it and have fun.
Absolutely.
Doing
yeah.
So. Extreme pampering. You got to admit, that's what this is all
about.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of pampering, but it's fun. It's so unique and so creative that they come out with something that they didn't even expect. I've lived that my entire life, and this is just an opportunity where I really want to give back.
Okay, and you want to share everything you've found, it sounds like, with folks that haven't yet discovered this. That's great. And your partner, co-founder, Angie Slentz, how does she fit into this happy equation?
Well, it's interesting because Angie brought an element that I don't think I ever could have brought, and that was bringing it inside the home. This isn't an event. This is truly an experience. So imagine singer-songwriters performing in your living room. The chefs aren't making food in the kitchen. They're making food right out in front of you. In many cases, you're a part of that. And the artists are out there telling you and showing you what they're doing. Angie really brought that element in. I have a catering background, and I probably would have thrown up some cocktail tables and some linens and called it a day and say, come on in.
Got this finessed once
yes.
again. Everything finesse. And why choose Auburn for the home base for your home style entertaining?
First of all, I grew up small town. I grew up on a farm in Minnesota with about 10,000 acres of corn around me, then managed to travel the country, live in all these really cool places and getting these experiences. I've been going out to Auburn now for about the last 3 years, and I just flat out love what's going on out there, and I love the direction of it. Ultimately, why I'm going to Auburn is I want to bring people to Auburn. I want people to come in and celebrate Auburn. You know, you look at a place like the Bluebird in Nashville, people go to that to see a level of music that they maybe aren't going to see in other areas. We want to create that in Auburn, give them a destination point for something more than is currently going on.
And now that you have chosen the Bucktull House in Auburn for your headquarters, why is that the simply perfect spot for this?
The Bucktull House is over 100 years old. It's an old Victorian home. So having this and having all of our furniture in there and, you know, being able to just experience what has gone on in that home, it's a beautiful home. And it's really at the entrance to downtown Auburn. We feel really fortunate that we've been allowed to go in there and do this because it really is kind of the gateway to everything that's going on in Auburn right now.
And a perfect setting for
yes,
what you're
absolutely.
Doing. Indeed. And you call this Adventure Co. Exactly what does that signify to you?
It starts out with me as Co is really a collaboration. Yes, this has been a dream that's been in my head for quite a while, but it takes people to get you to that next level. So it's everything from chefs and musicians that I've worked with or I've toured with. It's very much a collaborative effort. More importantly, it's really about community. And when I say wanting to bring people to Auburn, I want to put this on the map where if people are coming to, you know, an event in Fort Wayne or somewhere in the counties around, that this is an option for them to go to. And everybody that comes to this experience really is a co-creator. It's not like there's a stage and an audience. It's not like there is a kitchen and a restaurant dining floor. The people that are in there are very much a part of this experience. And then last thing, the biggest reason why I wanted to do this is this really connects people together. Everybody's on the same level. There is no VIP room. Everybody gets the experience.
I think everybody is a VIP.
Absolutely.
In this kind of situation. And as regards your menu, which is lovingly and thoughtfully planned, it's really farm to fork and all of those superlative, fresh, local, homegrown things that anybody would hope for, combined with the whole rest of the evening. What do you think that all combines to do for the guests, besides the obvious word I can keep bringing up is pamper?
Well, it's interesting because the guest chef and our up-and-comer in the food industry that we're going to showcase that night, they actually come up with that menu. And then, you know, like many of the restaurants here right now that work with a lot of the farms around here, they will call out and they'll get their produce and their meats and everything from all these areas. So going back to, it is about connections and it's about community.
From start to finish and
Absolutely.
Everything in between. Okay, you're operating on a small, intimate gathering format and a destination event to last the whole night. So how is it going to play out?
Well, giving the guests that intimate experience, I think, is what takes us from something that might be mundane and really makes it memorable. So putting that together and giving them that opportunity, it's no more than 60 people. And with that type of thing, it gives the people in there connections. It's not like a restaurant floor.
It is, in fact, a home for the evening for you, your guests, and your artists of all sorts that are putting this together.
Absolutely.
How many evenings a week do you hope to be open for business once you get totally up and running?
Once we're totally running, we look to go 3 nights a week. So we'd go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And imagine all that happening in those 3 hours.
Timing and the finesse has to be just perfect. And
yes.
I think that is, it doesn't sound like there's ever a dull moment. Do you feel like your act is ready for the prime time that you're jumping into?
Absolutely. We've done a series of what we would call pop-up events, focus groups, worked with local strategy and branding team, and it's been great telling the story.
And that's a good thing because you are initiating christening, if you would, this whole adventure on the Friday before Labor Day in Auburn, and that is also Auburn Core Duesenberg Festival. So
yes.
What kind of a, well, crazy fun time do you think is going to be had that Friday night?
You know, go big or go home type of thing. Why not launch a business during the biggest festival in Auburn, right?
Yeah, why not?
No, we were given an amazing opportunity with the festival. They were looking for something exclusive, a little intimate. Maybe you've been bidding on cars or looking at cars or something all day long, and you just want somewhere to go where you could be pampered, somewhere
and
to go.
Special and fun, yes.
Absolutely.
I get that. And of course, you're going to have a ready-made audience right there that's going to come visit you. And at the same time, you are open to the public this night, anybody that wants to make reservations.
Absolutely.
And you will need reservations. You also will have music and entertainment for the night, every single night. And
yes.
So how do you determine what music goes with what chefs and what art and ambiance, what other whims might take you?
You know, Julia, that is the fun part of this. I mean, being a musician, loving food and appreciating art, the research, if you want to call it, is amazing because we get to go listen to bands, eat food, talk to artists, and go to art shows.
And then plan how you're going to bring it on home
yeah.
to your place. That sounds like too much fun, but you have learned
yeah.
well. And I do think you are ready, and the world's going to get a chance to meet Co.
On the 31st.
The 31st. That's just
yes.
wildly exciting. Now, this is a deluxe dollar value, of course, pampering usually is, but is it in fact a good dollar value?
It's a great value. We did our homework and we really looked at what it would cost to go out for dinner for a couple, what it would cost then to go to, say, the Embassy Theater for a show, and putting that all together. The event on the 31st is a premium price. We did add a third entertainer for that night. Normally, our business model has two songwriters in it. This one has three. We added more food, so it's actually a five-course meal that night where everything is cooked in front of you. And lastly, we added an hour.
So it's a whole evening, yes.
It's a whole evening. And we're really fortunate because Heartland Winery is there, which is a local winery, and they were just voted Indiana's Winery of the Year. So I'm really happy to have them. And then keeping it in the community, we're going to have Auburn Brewing Company there that is going to be opening this fall. And part of our plan is each night there would be a different winery and a different brewery highlighted where the owners of those places are coming, sharing their stories, and really wine and beer, that's art as well.
It certainly is. And this whole experience does sound like it's shaping up to really make people feel special. So this is obviously a unique and truly memorable experience that you and Angie are ready to offer, TK. Bottom line, what do you hope every one of your guests will be taking away from every co-experience?
That when they walked out the door that night, they walked out with so much more than they thought they were coming in. We've gotten that feedback from so many guests that have come to our pop-ups already. People walk in the door, they don't expect to see a living room. You might have an amazing band that you love, that you follow. You might have an amazing restaurant with a special dish. And you might go to an art show and be able to see some of your favorite artists. Our idea is that we're going to create that most unique experience that when you leave, you're wowed. It's very organic and it changes. We're going to change this up every week.
TK Kelly, along with Angie Slentz, is co-founder of Co. TK, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. And here's to your most art-centric adventures.
Thank you, Julia.